Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Pei Tes. We're going to the top of the page, top line, and the line, next part of the Mishnah. Chatzi look shem in the toda. Okay, this is what, let me say, the half lug measure. What was it used for? So it was for the toda, for the loaves. Tanya, we're looking at the Baisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Matamid Lomar. What does the Torah teach us when it says Bashemin, Bashamin, Shnei Pa'am? It says it two times. Ilu lo nemar, oh, Bashemin Echad. If the would have said only one time, then Isi Omer, Harehu Kecholo Menachos Alok. I would have said that the Toda loaves are like all the Menachos, right? So you have to have a full lug of oil. Achshav because of Bashemin, Bashamin, now that it says it two times. Two times, Havriba Achariboy, Vaniboy Achariboy, Ella Le Miot, Miot, or Kosovo Chazilik is Ramayat or Chasilok. Riba Achariboy, huh? What goes Riba Achariboy? Chad Riboy, there's only one Riboy is going on over here. Ella, Elo number, Bashaman, calling everyone instead of it all. How you see, I would have said, Arihu Kacholam and Achazilok. I would say that the loaves, the Lach Mitoda, are like all of the menachos that they need to have a full look. Achshav shnei rav Hashem and Bashamen. Haviru by Achariba, Vaniru by Achariba, Elu Lamayit. Miya to Akasav Lechatsi Lug, Zamayit to Echatsi Lug. Says the Gemara, Yachal Yechatsi Lug, Ze Mischalik Lishloshes Minim. You think it splits up the three types of unleavened bread that come along with the Toda. Lechalos, so the Kikin, the Revicha, that's the Chalos, which we've seen a few times. Those are the loaves, the wafers, and the Revichas, when you pour the boiling water on it. Keshu Omer Bashemin B'Revicha, but when the Torah says oil by Revicha, Shein Talmud Omer didn't have to say it over there, Reba Shemin the Revicha, and therefore increase the amount of oil for the Revicha, HaKetzad, right? HaKetzad, how is it done? Maybe chatzi lug shemen v'chutzeah. One brings a half a lug of oil and divides it into two halves, right? Two quarter lugs. Chatzio, l'chalos of the kikin. One half of it, one quarter lug is used for the chalos and the kikin. V'chatzio l'revicha. The other half is used for the revicha. Amar l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Akiva, if it's a marbe, kol yom kulo b'shamin b'shamin, even if you derive this chatzi lug chiyav with the words oil, with oil, b'shamin b'shamin, all day long, ain't he shomei alecha, I'm not going to listen, l'chatzi lug shamin l'toda, the half lug of a oil for the toda, or revias shamin l'nazir, and the quarter lug for all of the loaves of a nazir. The Achadasa Yom should be needle. A needle in 11 days between one needle period and another needle period. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. All these halachas are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and there's no pasuk for it. So go ahead, darshan all day, but the bottom line is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Balug Hayamodeh. With the lug, there we go. They would measure the oil for all the menachos. And then we run the Mishnah over there that according to Tanakama, the mincha needs one lug of oil per isaron of flour. And Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov says that even a large mincha of 60 isaron is no more than a single lug of oil. Tanurban. B'mitzora ani, if mitzora is an ani, it says, k'siv isaron balul v'lug. Isaron mixed and a lug. Limed al yisaron shtone lug. It's teaching it about each yisaron of flour and a mincha that it needs to have a lug of shemen. Divrei chachamim, these are the words of the chachamim. Rabbi Chani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. And that works, by the way, in the world of the Tana Kama that's in our Mishnah. Rabbi Chani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omerim, afil mincha shal shishim esronim in el luga. Only has one lug. Shenemar, Shenemar, oh, as a pasuk says, lemincha v'lug shemen. For a mincha and a lug of shemen. Practically, Rabbi Chamia, Rabbi Eliezer. But what about them? Hi, sar and bowl of a lug. My avdili, what do they do with it? The chamim, they learned that every sar in the flower needs a lug of oil. What do they do with it? Ahula gufe. That's for its own din. The kamar achmana, leisi chari sarin. So he's saying, let a poor mitzvah bring a single isaron for of flour for his minha. The idach, the chachamim, what they do, they learn, they are expounding this pasuk. So what do they do? Lagufei lo tzarech. He said, no, the pasuk is not needed for itself. The dalei rachmana, Gabi Mitzvah, because we can learn now from the fact that the Torah tells us, with Megalos, about the Mitzvah, Shlosha Karbonos, Shlosha Asonos, it's got to bring three Karbonos and three Asonos of Mincha, flour, Hacha, the Chad Karbon, Chad Yisaron. Here, about a poor person, when there's only one Karbon, it only should bring one Yisaron. V'idach, and what about the other Tanaim? Itzrech, they say the Pasuk is necessary. It's like a Tachemir, I thought, since the Torah has compassion on a poor Mitzvah, he allows him to bring less, less animals, right, to, because of his poverty. Even lowly boy mincha klal, we say he doesn't bring a mincha at all. Ve'idach legamrei. The others say legamrei lo hashgichan. They say we have not found the poor mitzvah to be completely putter from any type of karbon offered by someone who's wealthy. So it should be clear that even without this pasuk, that a poor mitzvah is going to bring a mincha of one isar in the flour. The pasuk that says that this din is extra, and therefore we can go in kedusha. V'rabba, the chacham of the brisa, hay lemincha v'luk shemen ma'evdele. What do they do with the pasuk for a mincha and a luk of shemen, which the other tarayim darshan telling us that one brings a single luk of oil for a mincha, and I don't care how much flour there is. And for the gemara, who lemisnadiv mincha shelo yifchos midaver aton luk. This is telling us, it's teaching us that somebody who donates a mincha, that he shouldn't bring less flour than that which needs a lug of oil. My new isaron, how much is that? At least any isaron. V'ida achor b'di other tanaim, we say the pitarish in that pasuk differently. Tar tisham t'mina, they hold that you can learn out both things from that one particular idea. Next part of Mishnah says, Shisha lepar arba le'el shlosha lekeves. If a kli of six lugar was used for the par, and one of four lugar was used for the ram, and one of three was used for the kipsal of the lamb, you know, let me know it. The chsev, and iskeem chatzia hin ye lepar, hin treisa lugar havion. It's 12 lugar. The chsev shaman zayis hin. Uxiv shaman mishchas kodesh ye zeh ledor seichem. Zeh begimatra trace avion comes out to a 12. So we can learn out that the half hin comes out to 6 lug. And 1/3 of a hin comes out to 4. And 1/4 of it comes out to 3. Shosha mechzel menorah chatzil lug l'chol ne'er. 3.5 lug of oil were used for the menorah and half a lug for each one of the lamps. Minah and Amelia, where do we know this from? The Tana Rabban on Mi'erev ad Boker. The Torah says that Aaron Ubanov would set up the menorah from the evening until the morning. Tein la midasa, give it the measure that it needs. Shetehe, dolechas olechas me'erev ad Boker, until the evening, from the evening to the night. The Racher, Mi'erev ad Boker, ein lecha avoda shekshir, Mi'erev ad Boker, elazuvavad, this is the only one type of avoda that's good, could be good like that. Vishiru chacham bechatsi, look at me orta v'atzafra, and the chacham worked out that half a lug of oil is necessary from nighttime until the morning. There's those who say that the menorah from the larger amounts to the smaller amounts. Some say that they assessed it from the smaller to the larger amounts. When they initially worked out the amount of oil that's necessary in each lamp, they first attempted to use a full lug, which ended up burning the entire night and continued the next day. The next night, they tried 2/3 of a lug, which also continued on, and each time they kept going down a smaller amount until they came to half a lug, which was left over. And some say, Mimata Lamalashir, they did the opposite way. They started with much too less, too little, they didn't make it, and then they added more and more and more until they got there. Mada Mimata Lamalashir, they went from the bottom to the top of Torah. So the Torah cares about the money of a Kayusol. Manda Am, that's why they didn't want to start a waste. Manda Am, Mimalamatashir, who ain't Aneas, welcome Ashir aside. We don't do such a thing. There's no poverty in the place of Ashiras and the Beis HaMikdash. We, you know, we don't start small. We go big. We go big in the Beis HaMikdash. We go big. We go big. We go big in the Beis HaMikdash. It's like the next Mishnah. Ay, 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 ay. You can mix together in the Sachim of a bull and of a ram. Niski kvasim, niski kvasim. The desachim of lambs, the desachim of lambs. Shal yachid v'shal tzibor. We could also go and mix in the shal yachid of the tzibor. Beep, turn the page. Pay test amud beis. Shal yom, shal emesh. Those of today with those of yesterday. Aval ein ma'arvim niske kvasim beniske parim ve'elim ve'im b'lalon b'lalon elu b'fnei atzman ve'elu b'fnei atzman v'nisarvu. And if you combined the ingredients of all these asachim separately, and then they get mixed together, k'shem, it's going to be kosher. Im ad shelo balol, possibly. If you don't mix them together, then it's going to be possible. Ha, kevesh ha'abaim ha'omer. The kevesh that comes with the omer, you're not going to bring a ramp with it, but you're bringing a kevesh with it. With the karban omer, afal pi shemincha kfula, even though its mincha is doubled, lo hayu nisachav kfulin. The nisachim of oil and wine were not doubled. The Mishnah said that in certain cases you have separate nisachim get mixed together, but our Mishnah is going against the brisa of Ektiru. It says that Kohen shall burn it on the mizbeach. Shalu yarev chalav mechalavim. We learned that one should not mix the sacrificial parts of one carbon with that of another one. So how could it be the Mishnah allows it's the different nisachim get mixed together? Maybe Yochanan imis arvu kamar, saying if it happened, not little chetchil, but if it happened. Yachi, if true, that our Mishnah is talking about only b'dieved. Then what it says after is ve'ema arvim niske kvasim b'niske parim ve'ilim v'afilin sarvu nami lo. Does that mean that even if they became mixed together, they're not going to be good b'dieved either? If I'm becoming seifa, but the fact that we said in the seifa, if that's talking about the Evid, this must be talking about the other part talking about Lechatchila. Amar Abayach, Kamar, this means the same. Arvin Yenam Imnis Arvu, Saltun Shalom. We can mix together the wine of Sabinachos, even Lechatchila, if their flour and their oil had already been mixed together. It's always usher, though, Lechatchila to go mix the flour and the oil. For Yenam Lechatchila, lo, well, you're not allowed to go and mix the Yenam together. What are we talking about that we can't mix the nesachim of a bull of rams with those of lambs? It's only talking about the fine flour and the oil. When it comes to, you let to mix together the wine. And the price is b'nasha that it's mutter to mix together the wine even in the if the flour and the oil had not been mixed. This is what it means to say. Heichad the huktar sultan v'shanan in the case where the fine flour and the oil was already burned on the mizbeach. Ma'arvin yain lechatchila. Then we can mix the wine of the menachos even lechatchila. It's in that type of matzah that the Brisa allows one to mix a separate wine in the sachem. Hechad l'luktar, but well, let's say the fine flour and oil wasn't yet burnt on the mizbeach, like our Mishnah. Then, in the sarv sultan v'shamna v'or, again, mix up together. You can also do their wine. If not in marvin yam, but to do it, gizdoma asi l'eruv, he sold us for seven l'chatchila, we're going to come to do those two things, l'chatchila, which you're clearly not allowed to do that l'chatchila. Next part, the last part of the Mishnah, Keves Habayim Omer, the lamb that came along with the Omer, even if it's a mincha, is even though it's a mincha, is doubled, and the Sechem is not doubled. Tanu Rabbanan, Mechaso Shnei Esronim. The mincha will be two Esarons. Limid al Keves Habayim Omer, Shem Mechaso Kfula, Yachu, Kishim Shem Mechaso Kfula, Kachianim Kaful, Tamad Lomer, Vinisko Yainer Visahin, that you know it doesn't get, right? It's the same amount of a regular one. Yachu, Lo Yehe Yeno Kaful, you would think that maybe its wine should not be doubled. Sheino, Yacholoyin, Yeno Kafel, Sheino Nivlal in Minchaso, because this wine is not mixed with its Mincha. Avehi Shman, Shamno Kafel, but the Shaman should be, Shenivlal Mincha, because Minchaso gets all swallowed up in its Mincha. Tamalomer Vinisco. Telling Konasach of Loyella Rivius, it's got to be Rivius. My Talmuda. So how did we learn this? I was in Mashba from that the oil too is not doubled. I'm Rabbi Lasser. Ksiv Vinisko. Ksiv Vinisko of Korean Vinisko. We read it Vinisko. Ketzad Niska the Minchaso Kinisko the Yain. The Nasech of the Mincha. Meaning the oil should be like the Nasech of the wine. My Yain Rivius, just like the wine is a Rivius. Is the wine is a quarter hin? Av shemen nami revius. That too should be revius as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zakt Rabbi Yochanan, Ashem mitzor sheshachto shalosh shmo. You say you know the mitzor brings an ashem and the shachto lo shmo. Tana sachem and needs a sachem. Shem yata omer ken. If you don't say that themselves, then you're made it. That is going to be possible. If you say that one can change the original type of the carbon and offer it without the sachem, then you're making it possible. One can't just change the designation to other type of carbon, since it was already designated as Mitzvah Zashem. So it's got to be still considered like the Mitzvah Zashem. Therefore, you have to bring the Sachem just like any other Mitzvah Zashem. In fact, there were a mask of Lord of Menashia, Bargada Elamiata, Kedes Haba Im HaOmer, Sheshachto Shalushmo, you have a lamb that comes with the Omer, which is shechted not for its own sake, Tehim and Chasuk Fula, its Mitzvah should be doubled. Shim Iata Omer King, because if you don't say the Psalto, then you made it possible. But Tamid Shal Shachar, Sheshachto Shalushmo, and also if you have the Tamid that was shechted not for its own sake, Eitaun Shnei Gzirin, Mekoin Echad, should need two blocks of wood.
by one kohen. Shimei ata omekain. If you don't say so, psalta then you made it possible. V'tamid shel ben arba'im shechatu shol l'shmo. He told him to take zirim shnei kohanim. He needs the placement of two blocks of wood on the mizbeach by two kohanim. Shimei ata omekain. If you don't say the psalta, then you're going to go and you're going to be passing it. Says the Gemara, right? So the Gemara in Yuma, Rashi brings down. They said that before the morning tumid, the tumid shall shachar is put on the mizbech, a single coin. So put two blocks of wood to the mizbech, and so the blocks would have to be added by the afternoon also, but by two kohanim. And you can compare it to the case of the Mitzvah's Asham, because there's no ola other than the morning, you know, the tamid shachar min arbaim that needs the placement of wood blocks on the mizbech. So if a tamid is shechted shelo shmo, it should still need putting the two blocks of wood with the original chiyuv for it, if it's to stay valid and hold on its identity as a carbon. It says Gemara Nechanami. Yep, that's true. Yochan applies to all those also. Elo Amar Abaye, Chadamin Anaka. The Brisa mentioned only one of them. Like Nechanami, that also applies. I spoke about the case of the Mitzvah of the Asham. Rava Amar Bishlam Hanacholos. They knew, okay, it's all good about those other components because they are like Olas. Beep, turn the page. Starting on Aleph. Elo Chazal Olas Chova. Olas Chova. And even if they're not fit to be brought as a Chova of an Ola, because the shechta not for the sake, carve the ola nedava. The kisui brought is a nedava. These carbonas were brought as a nedavas without the extra chiyuvim that you would need if it's a chova. Elahacha, but over here by the mitzvahs hashem that was shechta not for its sake, that was done lo lishma. Ilo mokmis lebemil say if you don't say. Keep it to status of the chiyuv of mitzvah. Then asham nedava miika. Is there such a thing as asham nedava? Of course not. And therefore, it has in the sachem just like a regular mitzvah is asham. Tanakh of the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisrael backs it up. Asham mitzvah shachto shalol shmo. Oshalo nasan midama al gabi behonos. You didn't put the blood on the thumb and on the toe of the mitzvah. Harizu olu lagabi mizbeach. It's still this carbon is still brought up on the mizbeach. For toh in the sachem needs a sachem. V'shach asham achari le'atira. And the mitzvah needs another asham to finish off his tahara in order to matir him to go into the camp. And this backs up Rav Yochanan's din that if Mitzvah is Asham was shechted now for his own sake, it still has to bring the Nesachim. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.